Good morning. I'm Louis Sines, your host for Focus on Campus. And joining us today are James Almada, John DeFrank, and Dr. Ron Weber. They're here for, representing the Humanities Program. But they're also here to talk about something exciting that's going to be happening this summer, and as well as talking about some of the other events that are happening with their program. Gentlemen, thank you so much for being with us here today.
Nice to be here.
Hi. Thank you.
Let's start with you first, Dr. Weber. You have been sponsoring, or I guess going along with various trips to Rome. And you used to teach in linguistics, or do you still teach in?
No, I'm a history professor.
History professor.
Yeah.
And so what better way to teach history than to take the students to where it actually happened? So would you tell us a little bit about the Humanities Program and perhaps some of the things that you all have been doing this year, or something that they can look forward to, the students?
Well, in Humanities, we've been doing a study abroad in Rome and Italy for 14 years now. And last year, we wanted to jazz up the program a bit. And what works best with students on site in a study abroad is to have a project. And so together with John here, we devised this project whereby we got into the practice of heritage and monuments preservation. And what could we do with students that would promote the preservation of heritage? And John came up with the idea of trying to do this in a video or digital format. And so we assigned each one of these students a project in Rome, a monument, a museum, a site, and so forth. And it was their job to investigate these and put together these digital resources. And now we've got an exhibit that's going to go up in the library on the second floor of the library on the 23rd of March. And we've got a speaker at 5 o'clock. The guest speaker will be Dr. Darius Aria, an interesting individual because here's an individual who has a PhD in archaeology and classics and is kind of an example of the alternate career that you can do with a PhD these days. And he's making a living essentially as a what he would consider a digital preserver with this, using Facebook, the web, Twitter, a variety of other different digital formats to present different aspects of the ancient world in particular to people around the world and so forth. And right now he's working with the Community Roma, the Alliance of Roman Museums in the Rome area, sort of like the county of Rome itself. He's working with the Community Roma in a project that's designed on the one hand to get more people into the museums on a regular basis, particularly locals, and also to preserve the artifacts and exhibits that go on within the museums on a daily basis, make those available to broader sections of the populations across the world. There's a commercial purpose in all of this. That's to attract more tourists, of course. But one of the things that the Roman government really wants to do is get their population much more involved in all of these historical monuments and museums that are available to them, not only in Rome, but throughout the country. They feel that it's being underutilized by the local population itself. And so part of what he's doing is doing this, and he does it in a bilingual fashion, both in English and in Italian.
And as we are joined this morning also by John DeFrank, and John, as Dr. Weber was mentioning, you came up with the idea of doing something digitally and documenting, and it's easier now because, I mean, everybody has a cell phone to take pictures or video, and so you can instantly do that. But you're going a step further by actually, well, let's call it a mini documentary. Wouldn't you mind sharing that with us?
Sure, yeah. Well, actually, about in 2015, I worked with Dr. Weber on a grant he got from the National Endowment of Humanities, and he worked and was awarded a grant where we took 25 public school teachers from around the United States to Rome for a month. And they got to collaborate together every day in the classroom as well as go to the sites and develop lesson plans that are currently online now. So as part of those lesson plans, we wanted to use different types of media, and we used video particularly, where we scripted out openings kind of like you would see on the Travel Channel, History Channel, where the teachers get to be seen there on site and record some background and history on the projects that they were doing the lesson plans on. This allows them to connect more with Rome and their students when they go back home. So we took some of those elements that worked well, and we transferred them over to the study abroad group. So we have the students here at UTEP, as opposed to doing lesson plans, they're doing presentations that could be utilized by at a high school level and college level for background research on some of these monuments. And one of the things we do is we conduct research, and what we're working on actually is an exhibit that will showcase text, photography, video, linked resources. And the idea was to capture that essence of what, you know, so many people are using their smart device. So how do we get it to be involved into the curriculum? And we did that by creating an exhibit that is both visual, looking at physically, but also to be able to incorporate your smart device and use QR codes to link you to further information and resources that the students researched. And through all this, we've utilized everything from research to graphic design to video and audio to kind of create an interactive exhibit that will be displayed here at the library. And eventually, we're hoping to take it to the high school so we can have it showcased the different high schools around El Paso.
We'll get back to you in just a second, John. But as I mentioned, James Almada is also here, and James is one of the students who is working in collaboration with Dr. Weber and with John. So, James, tell us a little bit about why did you get involved, and how have you seen this impact on the way you view things, study things, and write about things?
Well, I got involved because I had gone to Rome in the summer of 2015. I was there for about a month, and I loved the city. I loved everything about it. And that's what I studied for my major, which is art history. I saw the program. I was really interested. I got to go research on a church called Santa Costanza, which I had studied previously. Got to do more things about it. And then when we got back here, in development for the exhibits and the posters and any graphics that we needed to do, it helped me think more creatively so I can create things that are not only attention-grabbing, but you know, it still relayed the information really well.
I was going to ask you about that because you see something and then people used to stand next to that statue and take a picture of it. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times they don't see the actual beauty and the art, the hard work going behind that. Mm-hmm. So having been trained that way, how do you see things differently now as opposed to your eye or the viewfinder?
Well, I can understand the different techniques that have developed that the artists have used to create such things. You look back through history, you see how the human form itself, like if you look at a statue from Egypt and then you look at, say, Michelangelo's David, you understand the different techniques that had to go through and the different studies that had to be made in order to create such things.
And as far as putting together, because you said that initially you want to take this exhibit and share it with the schools, what is the goal, John, that you're looking for as far as people get out of this presentation?
Well, we're hoping in the schools it'll do a couple things. One, first and foremost, is basically get people interested in history, and in this case, Roman history, because that's what our study abroad focuses on, is Roman history. But two, to also engage with students the idea of the work that goes into preserving monuments and sites, and that there's also career fields in them. So we're also just kind of enriching the students there about the history of Rome and the preservations being done today. Second, aside from that, is we also want to showcase curriculum that could utilize smartphones and other devices that would maybe grab the attention more of students being able to use these devices and interact with a media gallery or an exhibit. And then also we're hoping that it might also help promote UTEP and the humanities program and our study abroad program when the students go through this exhibit and they see how we're using the media and they see the information and read the information that's been put together and hopefully spark interest. So when they come to UTEP, they'll be interested in taking these humanities courses and possibly go with us to study abroad.
Dr. Weber, since you've been going and taking students abroad for a number of years now, since this technology has become available, do you see a difference in the way your students experience this trip from when you used to go and just had cameras with film or, you know, a notebook?
Well, one of the big things about this is to get students involved with this and to get them to be so that they're not just passive observers but active participants and active experience of the site itself. One of the things about these monuments and about the place is there is a physical transformation that takes place when you actually can be there and so forth. And one of the things we want to emphasize is this is transferable. I do Rome, and my students do Rome with me, but this is something that can also be experienced here at home, going to Washington, D.C., for example, walking through downtown El Paso and Segundo Barrio, for example. There's something about place and being in the place and experiencing the place that is much more interactive in all of these things. And that's what this project is all about, too. This project is totally produced by students. I provide the historical check on it to make sure that the history is accurate. John does the technical aspect of it and makes sure that's with. But it's their ideas, their plans that's going into this. They're really the true producers of this thing. And so we want to let people know that this is what students can do also.
So is it one project overall, or does each individual student produce their own little project?
Well, we've learned a few things along those lines. We started out with each one of them doing their own little project, kind of like a research paper, as it were. And it grew into a grand exhibit itself. And so we've learned a lot about how we integrate these different parts into all of this. And I suppose we'll learn a lot as far as keeping this portable and interchangeable as we move it from the library to the different schools as well. So it's different parts that have come together as one whole, but that morphs as we change it, exhibit it, and get feedback from people around the community about this whole thing.
I know that a lot of times you have a cap as far as how many students can go, and this is probably the same because of, you know, you have to make plans and all that stuff. So for people who are listening right now, what is the deadline to apply for this program and how many students can go?
Well, technically, the deadline is already passed, but we're trying to urge people that if they hear this, that we can still fit them in with all this, and at least till the end of March. We can still fit them in and get plane tickets for them. We've already got rooms reserved, so that's adaptable, and we can do that as well. So people can still get in and become part of this.
And what is the calendar dates for the class?
We're going to leave El Paso on the 22nd of May. And return the 13th of June?
Yes.
13th. Okay, the 13th of June with this. This has to do mainly with some of the economics and physical aspect of it. This is when we could get room facilities at a price that's affordable for students. And since we've been doing this for so long, a lot of the arrangements I do, as a result of that, there's no profit goes into all of this, so students get rooms at cost and all of these things at cost for them.
John, Dr. Weber was mentioning earlier that if you can't go to Rome or can't go abroad, that you can practice those techniques here at home, perhaps. Segundo Barrio and downtown El Paso have been in the news a lot lately. What advice would you give somebody who wants to go out and take a tour of downtown buildings or Segundo Barrio or even, you know, southern New Mexico? What is the advice that you would give them as far as what to look for?
Well, I mean, as Dr. Weber said, any place you go to is you're going to learn from something just by being involved in it, you know, using all your senses and being a part of that culture. And I don't think there would be anybody who would argue that that El Paso is not full of culture and history here. So I think the idea is finding something you can produce and showcase. In this case, it was an exhibit where students got to take ownership in this product. And that's one thing I wanted to point out that's special about what we're trying to do with our study abroad and what they got to do when they returned. So even as the students returned from study abroad, they enrolled in independent studies to continue producing a product. So although they were there gathering the resources and the research, being here on campus, they were able to have a hands-on product that they could work on, such as an exhibit, and they can take ownership with and utilize in the resumes and portfolios. And I think when you have a product like that or something to produce, it drives you much more to look into how you're building it, what you're showcasing, and the information you put into it. So for someone who wants to showcase or explore, learn more about the neighborhoods we have here or downtown here, it's just a matter of, I think, of getting yourself interested into something you can showcase to other people, so finding a platform that you feel comfortable with, and that enables you to kind of push you to research and dig deeper into the things that you can find around here with culture and history, and think in terms of how would I show this to someone else. So for some people, maybe a documentary film. For other people, maybe a story or a poem. For other people, maybe music. For us, in our case, it was a interactive exhibit that we want to showcase.
And James, come to the point now, because of the technology and social media, that you don't have to be a communication major to know how to do the video and the music. You don't have to be a history major or a humanities major to enjoy and discover places like Rome.
Mm-hmm.
So does that make it easier for you?
It does. I guess with new technology, like in the new smartphones, you can take, I guess, pictures and you can make it 3D. So you can like walk around and you can turn your phone. You can see different angles. Say if you go into the cathedral or the church in Milan, there's a complete 3D thing where you can look from the right wing and just go all across like the nave, central aisles, everything else. And it's a big help, especially those who can't get out due to like, certain disabilities. It allows them to travel without having to leave.
Now, as far as these products that you've been talking about, Dr. Weber and John, if they go to your webpage, can they see a sample of some of these videos that from past trips, or is this something that's not going to be ready until the 23rd?
We do have our website currently at romanmonuments.utep.edu. That's the project that we worked on that with the grant that Dr. Weber was awarded with the teachers, and that has several of the samples that we have on there. We will be uploading on our website for utep.edu/humanities. We will have some photos of the project so they can see kind of how it looks right now in its prototype. And then, of course, it'll be up in 2 weeks at the library, and it's going to be up at the library for almost 3 months. It's going to be up there till about mid-June, I would say. And then after that, we are going to put it up to our Roman Monuments website, and you'll be able to see the exact same layout that we have. The exhibit will be online and interactive online.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for being with us, all three of you. Time flies when you're having fun.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
We've been visiting with James Amada, John DeFrank, and Dr. Ron Weber, talking about the study abroad program, study abroad in Rome. And the class starts on May 22nd and goes through June 13th. Thanks again for being with us.
Thank you.
Focus on Campus is taped and produced at the KTEP Studios, University of Texas at El Paso Communication Building. Our thanks to our engineer, Kim Garcia. Our producer is Daniel Paulus. You've been tuned to Focus on Campus. I'm Louis Sines.